feed over to the passion.
Well, I don't know about this tape. I don't know whether it's not on loud enough or what. Maybe my heads do need to be cleaned. Some of the things that have happened, the other day we were in Da Nang, the night we were in Da Nang, and the weather got so bad, it was so terrible, that we had to pull out of the harbor. Well, we didn't, we moved, shifted anchorage, we didn't pull out of the harbor entirely, and we thought that the people that were coming out by boat weren't going to be able to get back because the weather was so bad, and we were all very concerned about it. But lo and behold, didn't we see the gig chasing the ship? As if it was the funniest sight. Here's this great big monster ship and this little bit of a boat chasing us, trying to catch up with us. Whereas Derek laughing at it. But the weather was so bad, so I put on a raincoat and stuff and went out on deck and brought my new binoculars out with me so I could see this sight. And of course we slowed down, but in slowing down, somehow or other, our accommodation ladder got broken. And it was really rather hairy for a few minutes, all these people trying to get out that was so wet. I enjoyed my binoculars, because I've never had a pair, and I never really thought I'd be interested in them, but it's like everything else, the little things that you have become very important to you. I hope that John likes the pair I sent him for his birthday. Well, that night we pulled out of the harbor a little bit, but we're still on anchorage. We're still within the harbor, and the hospital ships are not supposed to be there at night. The Helgoland, which is the German hospital ship, which is only about a third of our size of our ship, pulls out every night, too. So, but we were still in the harbor because the waters were so rough. So that night, the VC threw what they call percussion grenades. They're not anything that would do any damage. It just makes a lot of noise and rocks the ship a little bit. But I had a case down in surgery. I had the duty. And I didn't hear it, you know. But everybody else didn't want running out to see what was going on. And that was what it was. And then later on, they said that about midnight, somebody fired some rifle rounds at the ship. But because if they even hit the bulkhead, it would just ricochet off. But whether they were protesting or being there or not, I don't know. I suppose that great big white Red Cross and the ship that's all lit up, and we must be lit up at all times, was too good a target to resist. I don't know. But that seems kind of foolish that they would try to do that, you know, to fire at us. But it isn't anything. They couldn't damage us, believe me. And the percussion grenades, I didn't even know they were there. Then the other night, I didn't have the duty, I don't think. But we were going out of the harbor when, just coming out of the harbor, when we got word that a chopper had gone down right near us. So that we stopped and went to search for the pilot. Well, the first thing they did, they brought two people aboard. One was injured and one was dead. And there were still two missing. So we, along with the patrol boat, searched a good part of the night to see if they could locate the people. But, of course, they couldn't. The seas were so rough, they didn't have a chance. And I don't know how the accident happened, but it was an accident. The craft was not shot down. Everybody felt very badly about this. And the next morning, bright and early, they recovered a helmet. A flight helmet, and they had the last three letters of a name were still on it, like ASKY or something like that. And they assumed that this was the name of one of the pilots, and a couple of hours later, a fellow came aboard, and his name was Budaski. And he was the investigating officer, and he had lent this pilot his hat. So, as I said, everybody felt pretty badly about that. Also in Da Nang, I don't know if the papers said anything about this, and I didn't know much about it at all, but apparently one day last week there was a shooting at one enlisted men's club at a Tenshaw, which is one of the camps out here. And supposedly it was a racial thing, I don't know. And because of this, there no alcoholic beverages can be sold for 20 days. Well, this brings us well past the election, so I suppose that's it, because we don't have liquor on the ship anyway, but at least we're not supposed to, but anyhow, you can't even get a drink in town now, and I suspect that might be why. that they're so concerned about it. But it seems like it's a drastic step to take, but I suppose they know what they're doing. And so those are the big, that's the big news from Da Nang, that the bars are all closed, and that we lost a chopper. And I guess that was we had one case. One kid got shot through the heart the other night. They brought him out. He's okay so far. I bought Johnny a graduation present too. I don't know if he'll like it. I keep saying those, but it's a radio. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous thing. It's a transistor radio. But it's a big one, and it has AM and FM and shortwave and six bands and all this stuff, and it's just a great radio, and it's a very expensive item. I had thought about a tape recorder, but I decided that really that he probably wouldn't have the interest in taping and such as now, you know, and the only reason I have it is because I'm out here, but the radio would be much better form, and I'm going to ship it home with my household effects. I do hope he likes it, though. It's a nice thing, and as I said, it was quite expensive. We did get one other patient in today. He was a drunk Vietnamese, fell off in an army truck. And I don't think there's anything really wrong with him except that he banged his head and he's a little drunk. I have lots of pictures that I should be sending as soon as I can get some kind of a folder to put them in an envelope and mail them to you. I've been taking pictures, I just haven't sent them to you. But I'll get around to it one of these days, along with everything else, you know me. I have to stop every now and then to sneeze. I hope Donald's having good news about his house and that he's having too much difficulty selling it. I don't know whether this is a good time or a bad time to sell. But anyhow, I hope he has a lot of luck with it and is able to move to Greenfield. I'm certain that Cynthia has already started first grade. I hope Uncle George is feeling better too. I don't have any get well cards, right? I sent him one, but when you talk to Rita and Nellie, convey my condolences that I hope Uncle George feels better. I wondered if any of the packages that I mailed have gotten there yet. I'm wondering about the mailing, you know. I haven't gotten the stockings yet, Mother, but thank you for sending them. I appreciate that. I'll let you know when they come. Sometimes things don't come as fast as you think they're going to come. Gosh, it seems like I'm running out of things to say. So soon. But I haven't even been out on deck too much. The sun broke through once today, but that's about all. I was on my way down to the ship store and saw it. I heard they had Kleenex in, so I went down to get some Kleenex. The little things in life, you know, Kleenex. And I bought some film. Let's see, what else did I buy? Oh, I bought a ship's plaque to send to Miss Collins. I thought she'd like one for the office. You know, they're kind of nice to have. And let's see, what else did I get down there? Some more tapes and some stuff for my recorder. I have lots of tapes by the time I get out of here, I hope. I just hope I listen to them when I get home. Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to have much more space here to talk. So I'll say goodbye for now. At least start to, and hope that everything is all right at home and that you're managing well, and that Dad, you're at least getting some golf in, even though the weather may not be as good. And I'm sure it's a very pretty time of year. They say that we'll have the monsoons through December anyway, so we'll see. It's crazy to have us sitting out here doing so little, but you know how the admirals are. They think you should be here. They think you should be here. That's all there is to it. Well, say hello to everyone for me, Alice and Uncle and everyone, and I will make a tape again next week. I hope I have a little more to tell you by that time. I thought thought I was going to get ashore, but I guess I'm not. Bye for now.